Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Our guest this week on Spectrum is someone we've had on a regular basis, almost annually, for the past several years. Gino Ahn is here. We have two events to talk about. There's always an annual Asian Diversity Career Fair, and there's also the Asian MBA event, which occurs every year. So, Gino, we've got both events coming up on the same weekend.
Sure.
So let's first talk about the Asian MBA. And that will be on October 10th and 11th, correct?
Correct. So Asian MBA event is taking place October 10th and 11th. And I've decided to put ADI Expo right next to each other. So that, let me tell you why I did that. A lot of companies have been coming to Asian MBA event to recruit a lot of Asian MBAs. But they told me that besides MBA talent, they also need a whole bunch of non-MBA talent. So in order to make it efficient, because a lot of companies travel from out of town, many of them come from all over the country, and some companies are coming from overseas, from Asia. So they want to have an opportunity to recruit both groups with one trip and one setup. So we made a decision to put it right next to each other. So the first day, the companies will have a chance to recruit non-MBAs. And the second day, they'll have a chance to recruit MBAs.
Let's talk about the MBA event first. There will be a full day of sessions, speakers. Tell us a little bit about the agenda for that.
Well, sure. Asian MBA event is a two-day event. First day is primarily speakers, sessions, seminars, workshops. And the second day is the Career Expo. For this year, we do have a pretty a prominent marquee speakers committed for this year. The first one is we have a CEO of GE Capital coming to speak at the general session, and we also have the group president of Kimberly-Clark. He's considered a number two guy at the company. And he's Chinese American, so he's also coming to address the group. And we have a whole bunch of panel speakers and seminar experts. So, you know, we're going to have a full day of very exciting information sessions happening.
The attendees are MBA graduates as well as students that are in the MBA program at one of the schools?
Correct. It's primarily second-year MBA students. And we do have first-year students coming for internship for the following summer. A lot of companies are looking for experienced people these days. So we're inviting a lot of alumni of MBAs who have MBA degree but currently working by looking for better opportunities both here in the U.S. and also in Asia.
I recall in previous events, there also were schools that came to exhibit to attract potential MBA candidates. Is that still a part of this event this time?
I think the emphasis on that is somewhat reduced because a lot of companies are coming specifically to recruit people, and schools are very, very focused on helping their current students get the best possible jobs out there. So not to dilute the focus of the event, we're putting a lot more emphasis on hiring and getting the job.
If someone wants to register for the event, can you tell us a little bit about the registration process?
Oh, sure. If you are MBA students or if you are interested in attending MBA event, you can go to asianmba.org. And if you are non-MBAs, you know, people with BA, BS degree, or other master's degree, you can go to asianlife.com, Asian Life as in like Asian Life. You can go there and the full event information is there, including the name of the employers who are participating this year. And also we're trying to put up as many description as possible in terms of what kind of position they're trying to recruit for.
For the Asian MBA event, the registration is different than for the career fair. There's a fee attached to that, and there's two different registrations and two different fees.
Correct.
So the MBA is how much, and how do they go about paying for that and registering online?
Yes, they can register online. The Career Expo only registration cost is $70, and you can pay when you register. You can pay by credit card. At the same time, when you register, we highly encourage all the candidates to upload their resume, because the companies already started to search the resume database, and in many cases, they arrive at the event with many of the interview already set up. So it's very, very critical that candidates, students upload their resume to maximize their return on their investment for coming to this event. For the ADI Expo, it's a lot cheaper. It's depending on when you register. It's going to be either $10 or $20.
Tell me about some of the sponsors, some of the companies that you have coming this year.
Oh, sure. We have usual Fortune 500 companies that are coming, such as Kimberly-Clark, GE Capital, 3M, Wells Fargo, Bloomberg, State Farm, A.T. Kearney, AIG, companies like that. But what's notable this year is that we started to have a lot more interest and the participation coming from China. Many employers are coming specifically to recruit for China-related candidates, either for the positions in China or positions here. And these days, because of the sponsorship issues, and it's kind of complicated there, so many companies are becoming very creative in coming up with some type of a hybrid system, where they hire people here, and then they have them work here for a year or two, and then send them to China or Asia region. And then that kind of hybrid system started a few years ago, but a lot of companies are now coming up with a new idea, meaning that after they return, they also give them an opportunity to come back after gaining several years of working experience. So, we have some, for the first time, we have Chinese company Haier joining us this year. And then we have Amazon joining us. And many of these positions are in China. And they have a pretty unique rotational program where the candidates will have a chance to spend some time working here, as well as in China and the neighboring region.
Let's talk about the hours for the Friday event, for the Asian MBA event.
Sure. Friday ADI event for the non-MBAs, it starts at 1:30 and it ends at 5 o'clock. And for the Asian MBA Career Expo, it's going to be 9 to 4 next day, which is Saturday. And both events is taking place at the Marriott Marquis Hotel in Times Square.
You've moved around a little bit. You were at the Javits Center, you were down at the Penn Plaza, and then at the Hilton, I think, once upon
Correct.
A time.
Correct. Last year was Hilton.
Now, it's fair to tell everyone that the Marriott Marquis is undergoing some extensive renovations.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get there, you see the hotel boarded up. Fear not. It's still open for business inside, right?
Yeah, it's just the front section. They used to be, I've actually made a visit last week. And there used to be a little underground access from the Broadway. They blocked that off, and they told me they're building a little shopping center there. And so in old days, it is still the case, you can enter from the street side. And once you enter the hotel, there's nothing going on inside in terms of a construction.
So, do you know the room assignment, the location, the floor for the event?
So everything is going to be on fifth floor. So when you... Once you register, you'll get the full detailed information, but we'll be utilizing entire fifth floor of Marriott Marquis.
Great. Well, thank you so much. Wish you a good event. We'll see you there. And hope you have a terrific weekend.
Thank you, Steve.
Join us every weekend for Spectrum on China America Radio, a weekly public service program featuring news, information, lifestyle experiences, and stories of interest to our listeners in the United States and around the world. If you have suggestions for future topics or guests to be featured on an upcoming Spectrum program, send them to us at programming@chinamericaradio.com.